Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
With Parliament adjourned for the rest of the month, not back until May the 1st, the opposition was keen to make the most of this week's question times to exploit hot topics while it was still hot. Among them, the possibility of amending the Gambling Act to allow Auckland's Sky City to install more pokie machines in return for the casino constructing a big new convention centre. Adopting the moral high ground on this issue, Labor accused the government of ignoring the risk of potential harm from gambling, to which the Prime Minister, John Key, replied,
I must say I am stunned by the newfound objection to casinos from the Labor Party, and I say that, Mr Speaker, for this reason.
Order.
Because, in
order,
fact...
Order.
Reined in by the Speaker, Mr Key had to wait for the next question before having another go.
As I was about to say earlier, I'm amazed that Labor is so concerned about casinos
Order. I am on my feet.
The Speaker instructed Mr Key to exercise restraint.
I know the Prime Minister is very keen to get something out here, but this is question time. It is not the general debate. That comes later.
But Mr Key didn't speak in the general debate, unlike his ally, the ACT member for Epsom, John Banks.
When I came home last year just before Christmas, I said to my wife, I'm not sure why I'm back in Parliament. And neither are they.
They being the opposition, whose presence caused Mr Banks to suddenly recall why he was there.
But I've got news for the parliamentary opposition today, Mr Speaker. I'm back in Parliament to make sure that they never come to this side of the Parliament. That's why I'm back in Parliament.
Back in question time, the Prime Minister finally got to say what it was that stunned and amazed him about Labor's opposition to more pokie machines.
Labor bought casinos into New Zealand in 1990 with the objective of promoting tourism, employment and economic development.
Order.
While the Prime Minister responded to critical questions about gambling from opposition leader David Shearer, Labor's Justice spokesman Charles Chevelle continued to probe the privacy breaches and leaks involving ACC and the role played by its minister and also Justice Minister Judith Collins, who was keen to correct an error in a newspaper report.
What the correct information was, they misquoted it, they've now retracted it and corrected it.
Charles Chevelle.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Why did she tell the House yesterday that as Minister of Justice she has no ministerial authority or responsibility for threatening news media and members of this House with meritless defamation proceedings when she wrote to threaten just such proceedings last Thursday on her official letterhead, which describes her as Minister of Justice?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Speaker, this is too easy. Of course, they're not meritless.
In contrast to the rhetorical battle between National and Labor, the Greens took a more clinical approach, although their co-leader, Russell Norman, failed to get the Prime Minister to accept that his tax cuts had been a failure.
Is the Prime Minister actually familiar with Table 4 on page 8 of the financial statements of the Government of New Zealand prepared by Treasury, which don't just have one part of the tax package, it includes all the different elements of the tax package, and the conclusion of all the different elements is the net effect of the 2010 changes was to cost the Government of New Zealand in just 9 months about $1 billion in lost revenue.
But Mr Key was relying on his finance minister, who'd used the Treasury figures to get the opposite result.
Mr Speaker, it really doesn't matter how many times the member says it, it doesn't make it right. The numbers that are right are the ones produced by the Minister of Finance's office, would have been supplied by the Treasury, and what they show is that the package is net positive for New Zealand.
And the Greens' transport spokeswoman, Julianne Genter, used up almost all her party's questions on 3 days to get similar results from Transport Minister Gerry Brownlee.
Why does the government claim that the roads of so-called national significance have been selected because of their economic importance when the projects were announced in early 2009, well before the business cases had been undertaken?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I think the point is that a government comes in with a program and does what it thinks is necessary to create the environment for economic growth. There is not a successful economy in the world that has achieved results by stopping roading programs.
Finally, the biggest laugh of the week from Attorney General Christopher Finlayson, with his claim about his cabinet colleague and Foreign Minister Murray McCully.
He's not a micromanager. His name is His name is McCulley, not Stalin or Helen Clark.
There's a TUI billboard in there somewhere. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.